All right, I guess first off, walk me through tonight's game a little bit. It started out a little, kind of feeling each other out a little bit, but then things really picked up towards the third period.
Yeah, I think we got in super late last night, and, you know, no excuse, but I think we came out and weathered the storm early, opposed to how we did yesterday. I think last night we struggled at the first 5 minutes, and I think that was our goal, to just kind of weather the storm and get our legs under us, and I think we succeeded at that.
What was it, you know, you had a not the best game last night as far as the outcome, long travel, like you say, you get in late. Tonight's a big night. You've got a playoff berth potentially on the line again. Where do you guys find that energy to come out and, like, you've had 5 days rest and
right,
take it to them?
You know, we got a veteran crew in the room, and we're excited to be there. You know, we're excited to be breaking records as this franchise, you know, moves forward, and we want to be the first to do everything. You know, we want to be the first. We want to make first place in our division. We want to make the playoffs for the first time. We want to go all the way, and I think we got a really confident group in there that believes in our ability to make an impact coming up.
What do you think is really the key to go for the long haul towards the postseason?
I think sticking together is a huge thing. I mean, you know, guys make mistakes and it happens. It's a sport that moves real fast. We got long travel. I think sticking together as a group, I think we've really bonded as, you know, as the years progressed. And we've had guys come in and leave, and but we got a really great core, and it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Talk to me a little bit about your game this season. I know it's been a bit of a roller coaster again, up and down, injury, rehab. You know, how are you feeling right now, and how have you felt you've progressed throughout the season, especially coming off your injury?
Yeah, I feel great. I've never felt better. I'm super grateful for the opportunity I've gotten here, and I'm happy I'm here. You know, obviously you want to play at the highest league possible, but like I said, we have a great group here, and I'm having a lot of fun. And just, you know, had a tough year last year, and a tough beginning of the year. And it's nice to just find my groove and get back into things and get into the swing of things. And like I said, we want to do a lot of firsts here, and I think we're accomplishing that slowly. And, you know, it's exciting. It's hockey's fun.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you find your experience that you take from being up in the AHL and, you know, working with Donald DeFrancis and Sylvain Lefebvre and those guys, do you find that helps you come down here and provide even a mentor role for players? I mean, not that you're
yeah,
a home guy yourself.
For sure.
Does that experience give you kind of an edge to share that with your teammates?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm a young guy on this team. There's a lot of older guys on the team and a lot of leadership, and I just like to pick things up anywhere I can, you know. Donald really helped me out with skating the beginning of the year, and you know, I'm really happy for that, and I work on it in practice every day when I can. And you know, there's a lot of leadership at every level and every team you're on, and you just pick the good from everything. You just kind of, you know, you want to pick at somebody's brain whenever they've had the experience that those guys have had. And we got guys on this team who've, you know, won Kelly Cups, went to finals, played a lot of games in Europe and in the NHL. David Ling's a perfect example, 42-year-old man still playing hockey in the ECHL, and you know, it's something to look forward to. It's something to look up to. He loves the game. I've never seen a guy love the game more. And he keeps the dressing room light and loose and makes it fun.
How do you personally stay so positive? You know, you face adversity after adversity, season after season, and you always rebound, you always have a smile on your face, and you have a passion for the game. How do you find that within yourself?
I'm grateful that I get to play a game for a living. You know, when I'm down, I look at, you know, what I could be doing. You know, I could be doing things 12-hour shift at Tim Hortons. You know, instead I'm riding a 9-hour bus ride, getting in at 8 in the morning with a group of guys that, you know, I've become really close with. And I get to come to the rink every day and hang out with a bunch of my best friends. I love the game. You know, no matter where I am or what league I'm in, I'm happy to be playing a game. And, you know, I hope to do this for the rest of my career.
Yeah.